Beach at the Reawaken America Tour with my one of my favorite people in the world, Pastor Leon Benjamin. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Mel?
Okay. It's so fun to be in person. We're back at on the tour. We took a little longer than usual to jump in again, but yeah. I think it's been a great success. And I wanted my buddy here to talk a little bit about what he's been doing, what we should be doing, what we're bringing to the table, and going ahead and winning this war. So thank you for coming to sit with me. Let's talk a little bit about the God's Edge we have that people might not know about.
I'm telling you, the God's Edge is really about the unfair advantage, but on the right side.
Right.
It's knowing what your rights are.
Right.
But then exploiting them as if no one is listening.
Right.
And you keep on going and going and exploring it. So our founding fathers put in the First Amendment. It's called the right to redress. It's the right to petition.
Right.
To actually go to your government and set an appointment. And right now, without government right now, there are no appointments.
Right.
There's no redress. There's no, hey, what are you doing? You're an idiot. You know, there's no First Amendment, free speech, all this censorship,
right.
All this wokeness that's going on. So we have to activate the unfair advantage, the God's Edge,
right.
Knowing what our rights are.
Right.
You know, we can't go back. We can't go back to the 60s.
No.
No, we got to stay right here
in
2022 and say we have a right to, and then just go through the whole list of what we have a right to.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was at July 4th watching the fireworks in New York City, and I saw all thousands of people are there cheering. And that day I had actually taken out the Declaration of Independence and read the 27 grievances of our founding fathers. And I thought, I think we're in worse shape right now. We got to be out there just like they were saying, this isn't okay. This isn't okay.
Right.
And like we talked about, the other side tends to destroy people, not really argue facts, not really or argue issues. They go for superficial destruction, which is not God's game. And that's why the God's Edge is the perfect antidote to a smear campaign or a demoralization, because I think that's what we got now. We got a demoralization, a dehumanization, a bringing down of people internally, and that can't happen, and you're on the front lines of making sure it doesn't.
Yeah.
Tell people where to find that inside.
I'm running for Congress, so they can go to my website, Benjamin4Congress.com. And also, you know, we have a real ground game because of what happened in Virginia. Virginia's for America First. When it talks about poll watcher training, canvassing, you know, really going and knocking on doors, checking out the heartbeat and the pulse of the people,
right?
Asking specific questions, because you don't know what people are thinking about until you ask
them.
Until you, you got to actually connect.
Right.
That's what happened in 2021. We had canvassers. We had people knocking on doors, targeting specific questions.
Right.
We're not talking about politics here. We're talking about the issues.
Right.
So CRT.
Right.
You know, targeting school choice. Do our children deserve to have, you know, good schools?
Right.
Do you know?
Right. Instead of going for the talking points, you're going for like the heart, saying, you know, what really matters to you? What would you like to see? Because not enough people are even being asked, let alone care. And then we're seeing what you did actually in Virginia, because you changed the ground game in Virginia. We need that in every state.
Yeah.
So how can people in their own state start to bring together that kind of momentum, that kind of movement like you did here?
Yeah. What they need to do is, first and foremost, get rid of your egos.
Right.
All right? Everyone wanted to be in charge ends up having no one in charge.
So we
brought coalitions together where everybody got rid of their egos and they just wanted to dig in and solve the problem.
Right.
What was the problem? The problem was 2020.
Right.
You know, lack of participation. 26%, maybe somewhere around 26-27% of participation from the Republican Party at the polls.
People don't even get that.
Oh my goodness.
That's a big deal.
No, it's about
not okay.
It's about showing up, Mel Kay.
Right.
You know, that's what I love about you. You know, you show up.
I do.
And
I
you
do.
Speak out and you go, what are you going to do about it?
Right. Okay. But yeah, like you do too. Well, it's a mutual inspiration, but it's also an energy. It's a momentum. Like you weren't always in politics. You were always a pastor that led people to the truth, led people to God.
Right.
Like you didn't, it wasn't your mission to be in politics. You just saw that this was something that needed to be done. And
God led me out of the pulpit.
And it
was like a trick, you know. he's like, you know, just go there and talk about the issues. Talk about pro-life. you love families, you love marriage, you know.
Yeah.
You love hard work, you know, good wage, get earned, you know, work hard. You know, and then he says, run for Congress. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, when you first told me, I was like, awesome. You're like, I don't know.
And then the real litmus test was when I told my wife. She was like, I thought I was Dracula. You know, I was like, what are you doing? What is this?
But look at how it's going, though.
Look what God
did. The momentum is great. God. And it's also, you actually do give people hope. You give people, you listen to people. I think we have a big problem, especially with politicians or people running for office. They're going out there saying their message. I don't think they're listening enough.
Right.
You actually, when you speak to somebody, you're listening to them. It registers in your heart. And when you say, I'm going to help you or I'm going to change that, you actually follow through. I think that's a big difference
between you
and a lot of people running. They have to understand. People can read through that. But when people feel like there's somebody out there really listening, I think that's a secret to your success and will continue to be, is that you're a real human being. Like you said, you're humble. But the listening part is a hard part, I think, for people.
Yeah, two ears, one mouth.
Right.
So there's a reason why God gave us two ears and one mouth.
Right.
And Jesus was an excellent listener. I mean, he actually listened to a guy who was on a mat for 38 years. He was like, okay. And he just came up with a summation. Do you want to be healed?
Right.
I mean, after he gave his whole spiel, and the guy says, yeah.
Right. Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Because that's another thing that we have to remember. People should be asking themselves right now what Jesus asked that.
Yeah.
Individual.
America, do you want to be healed?
Right. Right.
You've been in this situation for 2 years almost.
Yeah, let's ask the question.
With the illegitimate administration, a selected, not elected.
Right on.
Do you want to be healed?
Yeah, and you know what I'm seeing recently? This is insane. I never imagined it, but now that things are getting as bad as they are, I have hardcore New York City Democrats looking at me saying, what is going on? And I'm like, I've been trying to tell you what's going on. And I keep saying to people, I don't care what the ideology is, what the other guy says, left, right, Republican, Democrat. America has to realize America needs to unite right now. All this division, we can deal with all that nonsense later. Right now, if America doesn't realize that the real enemy is a force that wants America gone, then we got no shot. So united we stand, divided we fall. What are your words for people that need to unite? Because I keep saying, it used to be like, I'm not that compassionate to those people. They're so mean, this and that. And at this point, I think like the more I can speak to somebody without anger and division and finding a way through and being like, but this as Americans, we should care about. I think we're getting closer to that. Unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of pain from the Biden administration, but I think that it's making people more and more, whatever they're looking at, they're looking at it and saying something's wrong. And maybe we can find a way to meet in the middle now, because everyone's finding
voters,
something.
Voters are concerned. America's are concerned. Top issues. Inflation.
Right.
Inflation, high gas prices, and the high crime.
Yes.
Can we all gather around that?
Exactly.
Can we all agree that the gas prices are ridiculous, inflation is through the roof, and it's not the gun particularly, it's the guy behind the gun.
Exactly.
Can we agree on those things right there and galvanize, come on, a coalition, no matter what party you are.
Right.
And let's just, come on, let's come around that and let's make things better.
Right, and that's where we have to go. Right, I mean, united right now needs to be the bottom line. And I also want to say that we are at a place where I really believe that there is something happening beyond us that people need to really understand, and I think they are, which is what you're talking about now, inflation, gas, all of this, the Marxism. It is a purposeful divide. I think people are no longer thinking this is a cycle, this is by accident. This is an attack on America and everything that is great about America from the inside out.
Right.
And I think that we have to start admitting that we are in a war and that the war can be won by us, but we have to actually acknowledge that it is not by accident, it is not because of Russia and the war, it is not any of that. It is a controlled demolition of America, and only Americans waking up and uniting to realize that is how we win.
That was the other concern, the war with Ukraine. We can all galvanize around that and say, wait a minute, why are you sending $40 billion plus
plus.
Over two, yeah, plus, plus.
Yeah.
And gas. We found out that our oil is being sent to China.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Right.
And you're telling us we can't frack?
No.
We can't drill?
No.
But you're sending our oil?
And we can't protect our borders? And we can't do anything.
America, come on.
Yeah.
Can we galvanize around those issues together?
Right.
United? I love that term you use, united.
Yeah.
And then we can use the God's edge.
Right. Right.
We can use the unfair advantage to list those particular issues and keep pounding it and pounding
it. That's what we got to do.
Because those are our rights.
Well, because the other side that is trying to divide us, and it's not Americans, by the way, it is an international group of globalists that America is the problem in their goals. But if we got around and just said, okay, all these things, the racism, the abortion, the women's stuff, all the things that the left is throwing out there to divide us, these are things that if we lose America, you don't have that anyway.
Yeah.
Like all the things that they're arguing about and their rage and they're attacking Supreme Court justices over, they still don't seem to understand none of these issues will matter if we don't protect America's sovereignty.
If we don't have a country, right?
Right. So I don't even, we can put aside all that stuff and deal with it in the aftermath. And, you know, we can put that all together. Look, America's not a perfect country, but it's less than 250 years old and it's pretty great. And I think the best in the world. And we're going to have to unite and understand that all those superficial things, and they are superficial, can be dealt with.
Hey, how about
we have a country?
Can we unite around putting the globalists in jail?
Yes, that's what
Come on. Let's go ahead and put that on the list.
100%
And let the Americans be free.
Right, right.
You know?
I mean, that's key. If we unravel that whole mess.
Oh, my goodness.
That's where it starts. If people don't think that the economy is being purposely demolished.
Climate change.
Oh,
come
purposely.
On, give me a break.
Yeah, $870 billion now going to climate change. They don't have the money. So all of this stuff is mind control. It's all mental manipulation, but we're going to have a summer of them trying to really get people out there. But you know what I think when I saw Roe versus Wade overturn and they were talking about the summer of rage?
Yeah.
And I'm in New York City where they're going to rage if they're going to rage.
Yeah.
Not a big turnout. I think people are starting to be like, you know what? Hey, I don't think the majority of the majority is what the majority is. I think that that's what the media tells us. But B, I think people are just like, listen, I don't have the money to go take off a week and march in D.C. with a bunch of women's leaders and yelling and screaming about this. I don't have the time to go loot and burn down cities and stuff. I just think it's catching up. And I think enough people have realized, so what? What does it do anyway?
Right.
What is the rioting and the violence?
Right.
And what is it doing?
Right.
Nothing.
It's right. Not,
but imagine if we went totally the opposite direction, how much good could be done.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we get out there. You have a model you already created in Virginia. Everyone saw it. And now Virginia
they,
is
they
red.
They can go to Virginia's for America First right now. VirginiasForAmericaFirst.com and be able to research and see the different states or the different areas of what the research did.
Yeah.
You know, so everything's that a manual.
Yeah, I know.
A voter integrity manual.
It's amazing.
And we're doing it for other states right now, but every state. So if they want to reach out to us, they can reach out to us. They can go to VirginiasForAmericaFirst.com and the representatives will reach back out to them if they want to have something like that in their state.
Yeah, and really important something else because you're a pastor. You have two flocks that you have guided to such a great level. I mean, everyone, I've sat through at Clay's event where you were doing it, you were the pastor and you were talking Jesus and love and country and beauty and family and you're sitting there like, you're so great. And I'm like crying. I'm like, what is he talking about? That all makes so much sense. But here's the problem. I did a show last week with Flyover Conservatives on, I found the Secular Democrats of America document and it was submitted to the Biden-Harris regime and it is a straight up take God out of America list of what to do, how to do it.
Okay.
No more in God we trust. It literally says the Biden administration, nobody's allowed to say the words Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So I'm looking at the bottom, and of course I need to look at who funded this thing.
Right.
So I'm going to the money, and it's Secular Democrats of America, but it's also every single religion, some kind of group that has the name Christian in it or Jewish in it or Muslim in it.
Yeah.
And then it's like freedom from religion or humanists or the atheists. These are not Christian, Jewish, Muslim groups. They are the opposite. They are without God. but we have a lot of infiltration in the churches, synagogues, mosques, everywhere that there is God. Even in AA, I hear there's all kinds of, you know, because that's really based on Jesus and God. I have friends in recovery that are like, I've never seen anything like this.
Right.
It's anywhere God exists, these people are going to take, try to tear down. What is your advice to people out there that might be in churches where they're, the message is going the wrong direction?
Okay, I'm going to say this with a straight face, okay, for all the Christians and religions that get off the drugs.
It's a true story.
It's witchcraft.
I know.
The word is pharmaceutical. We get the word pharmacology.
Yeah.
And their goal, if we're all on drugs, if we're all numb, high, I'm talking about high in Jesus. Get off of the drugs, okay? And start believing God again. Like the word says, by his stripes we were healed. And the healing comes from God, not from man, not from medicine. Even the symbolism for the medical association is a serpent.
Okay. I know. How come nobody ever questioned that till now? I thought about it when I was a kid. I was like, that's weird. And then they thought,
like, really?
Jesus. And I'm like, I don't know.
No. Jesus was saying, I like the serpent, I am going to be crucified on that stick, but I'm going to get raised. The serpent ain't going to get raised.
Right, but then they picked that to be like the sign.
I know.
It's amazing. It's all their double speak.
They were better off just using a cross with nobody on it.
That's a true story.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because he's alive. He's not dead. He's risen.
Right.
But they chose a serpent on a stake.
Yeah, and guess what? They never thought that we'd wake up to realize it.
Snake shish kebab.
So any last word for the folks, my friend?
Look, believe and trust the Lord. He loves us. Okay, first, before God can love this nation, he has to love the people in the nation.
Right.
Okay, so God is love. And that love is a demonstration of power, not just a talk about it. It's about a be about it. And God still loves America.
Right.
And he loves us. And he's not going to give up on us. So you don't give up on him. No. Don't quit. Don't give up. We still have hope here in America.
Thank you, my friend. You're the best. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records to your social justice to your environmental footprint to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy.
I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.